We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning on this Wednesday. I only have to make it to noon, and you are halfway through the week and on the downward slide of the roller coaster heading into the weekend. All right, folks, the shutdowns as a way to battle COVID has now been so utterly discredited. I mean, it's been, January, even Newsweek publishes an article about the Danish study. It says lockdowns don't make any difference in COVID spread. There is no correlation. Lockdowns do nothing. We destroyed thousands of businesses in this country for no darn reason. None. Zip, zilch, nada. None. For political correctness. For the church of COVID. And so this major study comes out in Newsweek. Remember the study in Newsweek? Major study comes out in Newsweek. Peer-reviewed, published in the European Medical Journal. Had it right in front of me here, and now I can't find it. I'll pull it back up in a second. We made a huge deal about that, because you know what that is? That's what's called science. You know, scientific studies and stuff. It's not voodoo. It's actually science. And so what happens when actual science occurs and disproves what Fauci has said? We ignore it. Here's the article from Newsweek, way back on the 14th of January. Headline, COVID lockdowns may have no clear benefit versus other voluntary measures, international study shows. Yep, and that was published in the European Journal of Clinical Investigation. Analyzed coronavirus case growth in 10 countries, and what did it find? Mandatory lockdown orders may not provide significantly more benefits to slowing the spread of the disease than other voluntary measures. Like just asking people to socially distance. Try to social distance. No difference. We know this. This is settled science now. If you are still pushing the old science, you're a quack. And yet they are. And you've got Anthony Fauci, warning text, you better not open up, man. You're going to make these blue state economies and these Democrat governors look bad. I mean, we have to battle COVID. So Texas, in their infinite wisdom, knowing this guy's a quack and his track record is about as clear as mud, ignored Fauci. Texas says, go pound sand, don't care. You are a political quack. We're going to go, instead of listening to one political quack who has gotten it wrong and contradicted himself over and over and over and over to the point where he's not only incoherent, you can't take anything he says seriously. And Texas sided with the 55,000 virologists, doctors, scientists, PhDs from around the world that signed the Great Barrington Declaration, which you've probably never heard of, saying mandatory lockdowns won't make a difference. They are bad science. They are bad economics. Stop it. 55,000 signed the Great Barrington Declaration. Media don't care. Elites don't care. It's whatever Fauci says. You want to know why that is? Because Fauci's wife writes checks to the Democrat Party, and they know that he will always put them ahead of science. So Fauci goes out there and And Biden's wailing on Texas for the Neanderthal policies. Calls him a bunch of Neanderthals. Meanwhile, by the way, it is Biden who is operating the single largest super spreader event in Texas at the border. But he's mad the Texas Rangers are playing to a fully stacked stadium. Which shows you, but these people, they're not afraid of COVID. They use it as a political tool, and beyond that, they know this. They know this is no big deal. They know that. So what happens, and this is hilarious, what happens when Texas ignores Fauci's advice? Ignore, no, sorry, we're not. Look, Joe Biden is down there. He's holding a super spreader event, bringing the world's illegals into the country. Fauci ignores that. Oh, did you see this, by the way? Neil Cavuto is interviewing Fauci. He asked him, you know, Lindsey Graham's called it a super spreader event. You're holding down there at the border. You got anything to say? And he says, me? No, I'm not a border expert. Well, you're a baseball expert, sir. MLB, Major League Sports, that doesn't fall in your rubric, but you open your big mouth when you can make a Republican look bad, Governor Abbott. But when Biden is holding a super spreader event in Texas, he goes dumb.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, it's been all over the news, sir, even in the mainstream media.
I don't know. It's not my expertise.
Come on. This guy's a politician and a quack and nothing else. So this is hilarious. People are beginning to ask Fauci about this. Because a funny thing has happened this week. Have you noticed this? Fauci and Biden, they all piled on Texas. Neanderthal governor, blah, blah, wants to reopen. Gonna kill everybody, murderer. You know what happened to Texas's COVID cases after they ignored Fauci's advice to shut down? They went down. They went down. What happened? So what state is leading the nation right now? New cases. Anybody know? It's kind of an obscure fact because the media doesn't want you to know. It's Michigan, led by Governor Crazy Ass Whitmer. They're in full lockdown. You know, following Fauci's advice. How's that working out? Not too good. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has come under fire for her leadership by the state's Republican Party as the Wolverine State has surpassed 700,000 total COVID-19 cases and is currently leading the country in new COVID cases per 100,000 residents. Let me get this straight. The state following Fauci's advice is the worst in the nation. The state ignoring Fauci's advice is seeing cases drop. Now, that's not surprising to those of us who follow actual science for a living. We've known since January lockdowns don't work. But Fauci ignored that because that's not what the Democrats want right now, and he's a quack. So in a remarkable act of actual sort of kind of journalism, MSNBC asks the quack, Fauci, who has now completely embarrassed himself. Texas has ignored your advice, sir. And they seem to be doing better in new COVID cases than states following your advice, sir. And he devolves into just a bumbling mess while trying to explain this on MSNBC, because you can't explain it.
There was a lot of concern last month when Texas effectively opened up, dropped all those restrictions and said it's back to life. And if you go to Texas, as you know, it looks like 2019. The restaurants and the bars are full and open. The ballparks are full. And yet we've seen cases and hospitalizations since then continue to tick downward. So what do you make of that as all of us look around and sort of try to consider how safe it is to get back to normal life?
Yeah, I'm not really quite sure. It could be they're doing things outdoors. You know, it's very difficult to just one-on-one compare that. You just have to see in the long range. I hope they continue to tick down. If they do, that would be great. But there's always the concern when you pull back on methods, particularly things like indoor dining and bars that are crowded, you can see a delay and then all of a sudden tick right back up.
Okay, So it's all very confusing. He says, you can't figure this one out. You don't need a medical degree to figure this one out. Science already has. Headline. Way back in January, again, Newsweek. COVID lockdowns, no clear benefits. So, yes, it's very confusing when you ignore science and you call the Democrat National Committee to figure out what to say every day. By the way, this is the same guy telling you the COVID vaccine's safe, just for the record. And if his record is any indicator, give him 3 months, he'll be saying the opposite.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
People beginning to take a closer look at this whole Atlanta boycott thing. This Georgia boycott, this is one of the most bizarre episodes in woke politics that I have seen. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich nails this.
Major League Baseball has a 10-year contract with the Chinese communist totalitarian dictatorship because it's okay to deal with the Chinese. Major League Baseball has played games in Cuba under control of the Castro and the post-Castro communist dictatorship. So, you know, the attitude apparently in the C-suite at Major League Baseball is, oh, it's fine to deal with communist dictatorships. It's those conservatives we can't deal with. And that tells you how sick the system is.
Yeah, sorry about that, got cut off. Yeah, that did just tells you how the system screwed up. So let's just review what has just happened here, okay? Colorado, they're boycotting Georgia because they're going to require voter ID. And moving to a state that requires voter ID. What? A state, Colorado, that only has 15 days of early voting compared to Georgia's 17 days. But here's the kicker. What they're really doing here is punishing black people and black businesses for their support, minority-majority support of voter ID. Again, the Rasmussen poll. Black people are not different from white people in this. Not statistically. 72% of white people say, yeah, you should have to show an ID to vote. And 70% of black people, that is in the statistical margin of error. So black people don't even agree with it. They're not sitting around going, yeah, we just can't get it together, man. We're black. It's just, we can't handle simple things like getting a voter ID. No, that's not only do black people not agree with that, they want you to have a voter ID. 70%. So what did the woke crowd, what did Koch and the others actually do? They moved the game from where it was supposed to be held in Atlanta. It's 51% black there, and 46% of all businesses are minority owned. They slapped them across the face in what you can only take as a punishment for disagreeing with the Democrats so strongly on ID. Again, 70% of black people think you should have to have an ID to vote. They don't want their vote stolen either. They're regular Americans. But what do the white liberal CEOs do? Slap them across the face. Move the game from a place that is 51% black with 46% of all businesses being minority owned to Denver, which is 76% white. Oh, my God. And only 23% of all businesses are minority owned. So they have just redistributed $100 million from a primarily from a majority black area with a huge percentage of businesses minority owned to a majority white area. I can't even. And you know what this is all about? It's about the narrative. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care. They're so busy giving away black people's jobs down at the border, they can't even stand it. They're handing out Social Security cards to let you work for a year. Renewable. To illegals that they aren't even bothering to background check. Who knows which one's a terrorist? We know some of them are. And here's the thing. The country doesn't even support this. 74% of registered voters in a University of Georgia Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll backed requiring voters to include a copy of their photo ID or other documents in order to vote by mail. Only 22% of Georgians were opposed. So these corporate CEOs are acting like these Republicans are pushing something on Georgia and on black people that they don't want and recreating Jim Crow. And that's just not the case. Not when 74% of registered voters in Georgia back this. And 70% of black voters back ID. It's a big lie. It's another one of those narratives like COVID that we're all now forced to participate.
Once the media decided the Georgia voting bill was evil by demanding the same steps you'd need to get a library card, what did Major League Baseball do? They moved the game from Atlanta, which is 51% black, to Denver, which is 76% white. What were they smoking? Well, it is Colorado, so maybe weed. Because you got to be mile high to think this was a solution. For a number of reasons that aren't Colorado's fault. It's just that in this new woke world, skin color is everything. So to help black people, MLB moved the game to Denver, which is whiter than the slopes in Aspen, and made sure black-owned businesses in Atlanta just lost millions in profit. Like most woke policies, they make the folks in charge feel good while harming the people they insist they're helping.
Yep, that pretty much nails it. But folks, people are getting caught up in this whole MLB today debate. You got to listen to yesterday's Battleground podcast because I broke this down and went through what's really going on here and what the freak out is really about. It had nothing to do with black people. They're just using them again, as they always do, while simultaneously drop-kicking their jobs down at the border. That's the Democrat way. It's all about power. But I deep-dove into it mathematically to show why the Democrats are freaking out here in Georgia. And there's a good reason. If you're a Democrat, you ought to be freaking out. And I'm not going to recap the whole thing here, but this is a battle for the future of this country. And the question is, are Democrats going to be allowed to create a system that is a one-party system? Remember, go back 100 years. Every single country that has a one-party system is an authoritarian regime. All of them. There are no exceptions. And that's what's at stake here, because they were in the business of building that. Let me explain to you why. And I'm going to give you a little bit of an idea here of what's going on. And I give you all the citations in the Battleground podcast. Joe Biden won Georgia. And so you break this down to math. Joe Biden won Georgia by 11,779 votes. That's not a lot. How many dead people voted? Again, how many was it? 10,315? These statistics, by the way, are from the ongoing court case there in Georgia over all this. This is still going on, and contrary to the lies the media has told, it's not settled. Ghost voters, voters that turned out not to be real, 15,700 cast votes. We don't know who they cast them for. What about non-registered voters? How many of them voted? 2,423. Oh, okay. What about out-of-state voters who voted in-state? 20,312 of those. This bill fixes all that. Do you see the problem here? So you can ask you the problem really easily. What was Joe's margin of victory again? 11,779. See the problem? Now, what else does this bill do? They're screaming racism. This doesn't have anything to do with racism. But it does have a lot to do with making it hard to cheat in Georgia. Do you remember what happened in Fulton County? Because I'll never forget as long as I live. They were counting the votes there, and they lied. And they said, oh, pipe burst. The election observers have to go home. Yeah, we're going to stop counting votes, and we'll pick it up tomorrow. They lied. There was no burst pipe. There's no major flood. And they sat and waited there, and we all saw what happened next because it was caught on the CCTV camera. They pulled out what looked like suitcases of votes from under the table as soon as everyone was gone, started counting. Now, to be clear, they look like suitcases, but they're the traditional sacks the ballots come in. So I'm not saying they're in actual suitcases, okay? That would be inaccurate. So they pull these votes out that have been hidden all day underneath the table, and they go to town and start voting. You know what? That's illegal. You cannot, according to Georgia law, count votes with no one there to observe. You cannot do it. You have to have an observer. Every one of those votes that was counted was illegal. Let that sink in. So what does this bill do that so terrifies Democrats they're screaming like scalded cats and yelling racism? This bill would prevent that. See, because the way it is right now in Georgia, county boards of elections have home rule. Well, that's the way it was before the bill passed. And so if you want to illegally count votes in the middle of the night, nobody can stop you. And they counted thousands and got away with it. And it was after they shut down and kicked everyone else and kicked the observers out and began the illegal counting that, guess what? Trump had been way ahead. Now Biden's way ahead. See how this works? And there's a funny thing about that. That didn't just happen in Georgia. They shut down in 5 swing states, in 1 to 2 critical counties in every single state, kicked the election observers out almost simultaneously. And in every one of those states, Trump had a significant lead when they did it. At least 100,000 votes. Boom. It flips to Biden. So bad that they put the cardboard up in the window. And you telling me the MLB Coke thinks we should just be okay with that? That's the madness. So what Georgia just did was said there are no more independent boards of election here anymore. None. State runs them. And so the state at any time can come in and shut down whatever one of these boards is doing. They can just walk through the door and say, stop counting. Stop it. It's illegal. We're taking over right now. Go home. You just broke the law. That's what they're freaking out about, because the Georgia bill is the template that is moving through these swing states. Now, does it make sense to you? They counted thousands of votes illegally just in Fulton. This bill stops that. Right now in Georgia, there are 305,701 absentee ballots. We have no chain of custody for. None. We don't know where they came from. We have no freaking clue if the person had a voter ID or was even registered. A lot of them were dropped off at drop boxes. That's a lot of votes, isn't it? Well, we were told they were. God only knows. There's no chain of custody. That violates Georgia law. See the problem there? 305,000 votes. How many did Biden win Georgia by again? 11,770. I see the mathematical problem the Democrats have. And this is the same problem in state after state after state, where the pattern was the same. Folks, I was all over Twitter in the days after that election, from Denmark to Sweden. All over the world, people watched what happened. The simultaneous shutdown of those boards of election when Trump is way ahead in the swing states. Boom, Biden's ahead. The whole world saw it. People were freaking out. Go, what? This is, I mean, it was obvious. So now that I've just explained the math to you, do you understand why they're freaking out over the bill? So here's the thing that ought to make you excited about this. Okay, don't let this get you mad. The fact that Democrats are freaking out this hard, the fact that they've called in all their favors with these woke corporate CEOs, the fact that they have leaned the pressure this hard on the MLB to absolutely slap across the face the entire black community of Atlanta is a sign of absolute, pure, and complete desperation. And it tells you they think these laws might stop them from doing the very things I just detailed. Which gives me more hope than anything in a long time that we might actually have a legitimate election again in swing states in the country. I'm not going to say we're going to. I'm going to say maybe there's hope. Because if they still thought they had the upper hand, the Democrats would not be acting like this. This is a play. In the last play, Pandemica, we were all required to go along with the narrative. In this part, in this play, it's black businesses kicked in the teeth for the narrative. Which just goes to show you. Oh, and by the way, some genius on the text line has nailed this. You know what this is? They write, is the MLB move to Denver a case of white flight? We know they're punishing Georgia. What's Denver again? 9% black? Atlanta's 51? And George and Colorado now has tougher voting laws and tougher ID laws than Georgia? Come on. Come on. This is a theatrical production by a frantic party that is not convinced it can win a fair fight at the polls. Folks, this is white flight. The white MLB leaving black Atlanta in its wake. 51% of the population there black. 46% of the businesses minority owned. Striking out for somewhere better. That somewhere? Denver. Where the game's been relocated 76% white. Only 23% of all businesses are minority. They just punished black people for agreeing with Republicans that we should have voter ID at a 70% rate. 70% of black people. A fact, no way, no how, is the media going to tell you. Texter writes, Tara, if you think this bill will stop the cheating, we are beyond insane. They do not care about the law. That's more than obvious. No. Now, look at me. Look. You've listened to me for a long time. I'm not that naive. In fact, I've been telling you for a long time, what the only way to stop the Democrats from cheating is for the Republicans to stop letting them. When they are doing it in front of our faces, we need to call them out on it. And for instance, in Georgia, like we did the example from earlier in the hour, you can't illegally count votes with no observer. Those votes should have been thrown out or recounted. There should have been a forensic audit to figure out which ones they were. And they should have been tossed because they're all illegal. Because of this, and I demonstrate this in yesterday's podcast, we mathematically have no idea who won Georgia. And the Democrats like it that way. But the good news is, look how hard they're freaking out. If they thought they were just going to be able to keep doing this no matter what, like this texter, they wouldn't be going this insane. They wouldn't be making the politically unpopular move of slapping black business owners across the face in Atlanta. They are frantic. They're desperate. This tells you they think that their main way of winning elections might be lost to them. Is it going to be the perfect? No, it's not going to be perfect. But for them to act this freaked out tells me they think this is going to go a long way. It's going to be very hard for them to win. Texter writes, cheating is just the first problem. Worse than that is to certify it. Yeah, so, I mean, these laws are going to begin to allow us to fight back. Will we? I don't know. But the Democrats sure see this as a sign we're fighting back, and it's scaring them. Texter writes, Tara, it's been 5 months since everything you are describing with zero consequences. We the people have gone right along with all of it. Well, yes, that is true. But look at the heat that Georgia and now Texas are taking for these new voting laws. And Republicans are standing up and saying no more. So hope for the future. The Democrats certainly are afraid of it. That's a good sign.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.